Greyhaven woke slowly. Fog rolled in from the Atlantic and settled over the harbor like breath on cold glass. Fishing boats rocked gently against their moorings while gulls wheeled overhead, screaming into the wind. Most mornings in Greyhaven were quiet, routine, predictable. Sheriff Mara Callahan preferred it that way. She stood at the edge of the marina dock with her hands in the pockets of her jacket, staring down at the body. Deputy Ramirez crouched beside it. The tarp fluttered softly in the wind. "You ready?" he asked. Mara nodded once. Ramirez pulled the tarp back. The man beneath it looked strangely peaceful. Too peaceful. Mara leaned down slightly, studying the neck. Two puncture wounds. Clean. Precise. Her mind immediately started cataloging possibilities. Animal? Weapon? Medical anomaly? But nothing about the scene felt natural. "Who found him?" she asked. Ramirez nodded toward the end of the dock. A fisherman stood there, shifting nervously from foot to foot, hat clenched in his hands. Mara walked toward him. "You the one who called this in?"
"Yes, ma'am,"
the man said quickly. His voice carried the gravel of decades spent yelling over ocean wind.
"I came down to check my nets before sunrise. Saw Walter sitting right there."
He pointed toward the body.
"Thought he was praying."
"Praying?" Mara asked.
"Yeah,"
the fisherman said.
"Head bowed, knees down like he was in church."
Mara studied his face. "And then?" The man swallowed.
"Then he just tipped over."
"Did you see anyone else?" The fisherman shook his head, but then he hesitated.
"Well, not exactly."
Mara waited.
"He came from the church."
"St. Augustine?"
"Yes, ma'am."
The fisherman lowered his voice.
"I seen him walking down Harbor Lane just before dawn."
Mara's eyes narrowed slightly. "Was he alone?" The fisherman hesitated again.
"Thought so at first."
"And then?" The man looked toward the fog rolling across the marina.
"Looked like he was talking to someone."
"Someone you couldn't see?" The fisherman nodded slowly.
"Yes, ma'am."
Caleb Reyes had been trying to tell people something was wrong for 3 days. No one listened. Adults never listened. They just smiled politely and told him not to watch so many scary movies. Cal sat in the chair across from Mara's desk, swinging his legs nervously. He clutched his phone like it might disappear.
"I saw him,"
he said again. Sheriff Mara watched him carefully. "Slow down, Cal."
"He wasn't walking,"
the boy insisted. "Where was this?"
"At the church."
"What time?"
"Late."
Cal rubbed his arms.
"I couldn't sleep, so I went up to the lighthouse trail."
Mara didn't interrupt. Kids wandered those trails all the time, but the fear in his voice didn't feel like imagination. "What happened then?" she asked.
Cal leaned forward. "He came out of the church."
"Father Severin?"
"Yes."
"And?" Cal hesitated.
"You're not going to believe me."
"Try me." The boy swallowed.
"He wasn't walking."
Mara tilted her head slightly. "What do you mean?" Cal's voice dropped to a whisper.
"He was floating."
The room went quiet. Ramirez stopped typing behind the desk. Mara kept her expression neutral. "Floating," she repeated.
Like he was rising,"
Cal said. The boy's voice trembled now.
"And when he turned toward me?"
He stopped. Mara waited. Cal's eyes were wide.
"He knew I was there."
"How?"
"I don't know,"
Cal whispered.
"But he looked straight at me."
"And what did he do?" Cal hesitated again. Then he said something that made Mara's pen stop moving.
"He smiled."
Father Severin knelt alone inside the confessional. The chapel was silent. The last candle flickered beside the altar, casting long shadows across the empty pews. He closed his eyes and listened. Confession had always been a sacred ritual, a moment when a soul opened itself completely.
Fear, shame, regret.
Most priests carried those burdens for their parishioners. Father Severin, did something different.
He inhaled slowly. Yes.
He could still feel the warmth spreading quietly through his chest. The last confession had been particularly nourishing. Guilt always was. Footsteps echoed across the stone floor. Another penitent. Severin smiled faintly in the darkness.
Come in,
he said softly. A man knelt on the other side of the lattice.
Forgive me, Father,
the voice whispered,
for I have sinned.
Severin leaned closer. His voice was calm, gentle,
patient.
Tell me,
he said,
and I will take it from you.